Good morning, and thank you for holding. Welcome to Mellnex earnings call concerning the results of the first quarter of 2023. I would like to point out that for those who need simultaneous translation, the tool is available on the platform. To use it, you have to click on the button Interpretation through the globe icon at the bottom of the screen and choose your preferred language, Portuguese or English. For those who will listen to this teleconference in English, there is an option available to mute the original audio in Portuguese by clicking on the Mute Original Audio button. We would like to inform you that this event is being recorded and will be made available on the company's website, ri.mellnex.com.br, where the complete material concerning this earnings call will be available. It is also possible to download this presentation by the way of the chat icon in both Portuguese and English. During the company's presentation, all participants will have their microphones on mute. Following that, we'll begin the questions and answer session. To ask questions, click on the icon Raise Hand or Q&A at the bottom of your screen. Type in your question to join the queue. When you are called, a request to activate your microphone will show on the screen, and then you must activate your microphone to ask your question. We would like to clarify that any statements that might be made during this teleconference regarding Mellnex's business prospects, as well as its operating and financial projections and goals, are based on the beliefs and assumptions held by the company's management and information currently available. Forward-looking considerations are not a guarantee of performance and involve risk, uncertainties, and assumptions since they refer to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not happen. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors may affect Mellnex's future outcomes and may lead to results that materially differ from those expressed in this future consideration. Here with us today are the chief executives of the company, Mr. Leandro Mellnex from the board of directors, Mr. Juliano Mellnex, CEO, and Mr. Carlos Wallenweber, CFO and Investor Relations Director. I will now give the floor to Mr. Wallenweber. Good morning to you all. I would like to thank you for attending Mellnex's earnings call for the first quarter. I would like to begin our presentation by going over the highlights for the first quarter here in slide two. Talking about launches, we have launched in the first quarter 560 million, of which the company's share was 432 million. I want to point that out because in spite of the volume having been similar to the one we had in the first quarter of last year, the company's share was 62% higher. Looking at the SOS of launches, it was slightly higher than in the first quarter of last year at 29%. Moving on to net sales in the quarter, they were very strong at 305 million. What is more noteworthy is that the sales of remaining inventory amounted to 180 million, which is practically 60% of the total volume sold in the quarter. Finally, our land bank remains extremely robust. The total land bank is 5.3 billion, and the company share is 3.6 billion, and 24% corresponds to projects that have already been approved for launch. Moving on to the next slide, number three, we break down the launches in the quarter. The most significant launch was Cidade Nilo, a high-end residential project in an excellent location in the city of Porto Alegre. For those who know the city, it is across from Encol Square. It is a unique location, and it has a total PSV of around 430 million, and the company's share is 345 million. We also launched the hotel at Nilo Square, together with the Verso brand. It is a huge success, and as of now, it's 100% sold. Also, the second phase of Grand Park Moinhos in the affordable segment in Canoas. The first phase of this project launched 6 months ago, sold extremely well. So we have now opened the second phase, and sales are also going very well. In slide 4, we see the images that show the quality of the projects launched in the quarter, highlighting Cidade Nilum. In slide 5, net sales of launches had an SOS of 29%. When we look at the SOS of remaining inventory, we see a high volume of sales at 180 million, yielding 17% of SOS. This translates into an average SOS of 20% in the quarter, which, if you look at our track record of the last 5 quarters, it's one of the best results. The breakdown sales gives us 77% at our developer unit, 16% at our urbanizadora unit, and in the open segment, 6.5% of sales. Out of the projects under construction, by looking at the delivery timetable, 84% of the ones to be delivered now in 2023 are already sold. So it's important that we work on the sales of the remaining 16% so we can deliver these projects by the end of the year 100% sold. This will give us the assurance that the projects to be delivered this year are selling well. In the next slide, number 6, we break down our inventory. We ended the quarter with a total inventory of 1.2 billion. And out of the inventory that's under construction, amounting to 888 million, most of it will be delivered from 2024 until 2026. The deliveries in 2023 correspond to a little under 100 million reais. The inventory of concluded units amounting to 317 million. It is worth noting that the commercial units inventory, which is the most difficult to sell, corresponds to 190 million of total PSV, and 60 million of it is leased under our lease convertible to sale model. And we have been able to effectively convert these leases into sales at a rate of slightly over 50%. The residential segment corresponds to around 90 million of concluded inventory, of which 53 million is leased following the same model, and Urbanizadora has 37 million in finished inventory. In slide 7, we present our deliveries in the quarter. We delivered 2 projects, Goal 24, which is selling very well, having already sold 93%. And in the open line, the second phase of Open Canoas, also selling very well with 98% already sold. Now, on to our land bank in slide number 8. As previously mentioned, our land bank is very robust and comprises 33 plots or phases of development, in which our participation amounts to 3.6 billion worth of PSV. This quarter, we acquired another 125 million of potential sales value. Moving on to the financial highlights in slide number 9, we delivered in the quarter a net revenue of 300 million reais and a gross profit of 51 million. Our gross margin, adjusted by the interest rate applied to financing production, was 19%. The net income in the quarter was 20 million, with a net margin before minorities' interest of 9%. Lastly, going over our capital structure, we closed the quarter with a net cash position of 183 million, which translates into a gross debt of 185 million, totally concentrated in financing the construction of ongoing projects and a total cash position of $369 million. Shareholders' equity currently is $1.2 billion, which means a capital structure of net cash to equity ratio of around 15%. In the quarter, we paid out $11 million in dividends, and our operation generated positive cash of $6.4 million in this first quarter. I will now give the floor to Juliano Melnick, who will present his final remarks, and then we will open for our Q&A. Good morning, everyone. In spite of the challenging scenario with high interest rates, we began 2023 with very strong operating results in the quarter. Our net launches amounted to 432 million reais, 62% higher than in the first quarter of last year. I want to call your attention to Cidade Nilo, a high-end complex in a unique 1-hectare plot located across from the main high-end square in Porto Alegre. Despite concentration of high-end projects in the city, our projects in this segment, due to their unique sizes, infrastructure, and locations, such as Cidade Nilo recently launched, Nilo Square, and Art Country, have been performing extremely well, both in terms of SOS and price. Even with a strong quarter launch-wise, we were able to achieve very positive results in our Melnick Day, reaching record results, which boosted the quarter sales to above 300 million reais. We'll continue working hard throughout the year to reduce our finished inventory and to only launch products that are resilient in face of current market conditions. Thank you all for your attention. We are now open to questions. We'll now begin our Q&A session. Remember that to ask questions, you must click on the raise hand or Q&A icons at the bottom of your screen and type in your question to join the queue. When you are called, a request to activate your microphone will show on the screen, and then you must activate your microphone to ask your question. Let's now proceed to our first question. It's from Igor, sell-side analyst from XP. We'll now open your microphone for you to ask your question. Igor, you may proceed. Good morning. Thank you for the presentation. Two questions on our side. The first is, are you focusing more on this moving, this land bank, the sales of inventory that we're able to achieve? So looking forward to the next quarters, how do you see this dynamic, this trade-off between moving the inventory and giving discount? And with this macro that's more challenging with higher interest rates, if the idea is to continue focusing in cash generation to benefit from the carry trade, the carryover of this interest rate. And the second one is regarding savings, which is a point of attention in the segment. We see withdrawals, constant withdrawals from savings account. Do you see an impact, a negative impact on your side regarding transfers or some restriction from banks when you're taking credit? These are the questions. Hello, Igor. Juliano here. I will answer your question, then Carlos will continue. Yes, it's natural that in this quarter, the volume that we're launching will be more aggressive, the discounts. And in the next quarters, we'll force the inventory, but without having to give so much discount, because we do not have this pressure of selling a high volume. We'll manage this inventory better. I think it's an important operating question. We were able to make a high volume of launches, and at the same time, selling inventory. This was really healthy, because we imagine we'll repeat this along the year. We have the capacity to do some launches, something always looking at a case by case, considering the SOS and margin, but to keep pushing inventory. This is the idea, as much as possible, to reduce our inventory, especially concluded units inventory. Of course, we are moving on to a more challenging scenario in And we have this alternative of lease convertible to sales. This will help us to increase sale, because the more we sell the units that have already been leased, we can work with this better. And we'll convert part of this leasing to sales. But within residential inventory, we will continue pushing their sales, but without having to provide so much discount. Carlos, if you want to speak a little. Hello, Igor. Carlos here. What you said about savings, it's a very important question because of two aspects. First, that for Melnyk, we do not have a credit issue. It's the opposite. We have noticed that banks, the big banks, the big retail banks that fund of that for, they have a credit limit that's way higher than what the company needs. We have zero issues to hire financing, to buy finance to production. So there is a cost. So the cost is higher, no, undoubtedly, especially because of banks, because of the lack of MAP 4. They end up financing part with LCIs and other securities. So of course, the rate is a little higher for the company. We have noticed this in this past 6 months, where the market noticed that this rate will be higher for longer, but the highest impact is for our clients' financing, which ends up financing on average 60%. Our audience has a higher level of affordability. So every percentage point we have in interest rates to the financing client, this is 5 to 7% of the installment amount. So the highest impact we see is for the clients, you know, for the customers, especially those who buy their units closer to delivery date or concluded units inventory. For the company, a slightly higher cost. But regarding the limit, concerning the limit, the company has way more limit, credit limit from banks than we in fact need to take. It was very clear. Thank you, Carlos. Thank you, Julian. Thank you, Igor, for your question. We remind you that to ask questions, you must click on the raise hand icon or Q&A icon at the bottom of your screen. Type in your question to join the queue. When you are called, a request to activate your microphone will show on the screen. Then you must activate your microphone to ask your question. Our next question comes from Rafael, analyst from Safra. Rafael, we'll open your microphone for you to ask your question. Please, you may proceed. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for taking my question. I would like to explore a little bit more of your cost dynamic. This quarter, your gross margin had a little decrease. So maybe because of you had to give more discounts, but the REF margin was significantly higher. So I'd like to understand if this is going to happen in the next launches, if this has been saving costs in the construction, in this inflationary environment that was getting better. So if you can talk about the materials, these discussions in Porto Alegre, the adjustment given to workers, to labor. Thank you, Rafael, for your question. Regarding the cost of construction, I think we have been able to maintain this construction cost even in this higher inflation. In the increase in our margins, when we look at the REF margin, because of the batch of land we bought after IPO. If we remember last year, this year, the project we have launched have been of land that were purchased before the company's IPO. So most of this land was bought in this model of a physical swap or something in the financial swap model. When we launch our projects in this year, like Cidade Nilo, for example, we have another batch of lots, and the project we have in the pipeline for launches this year are practically all of them. They have all practically been acquired with the company's own resources after the IPO. That's why we see this margin, this REF margin, and this will transition to the gross margin. So yes, we have had some impacts that the gross margin will not go to 32, because at the end of the day, when you look at the income statement, we see some impact of taxes and the cancellations in the quarter, but the tendency is to recover our gross margin. Regarding the material for construction, we see the prices settling. So the main materials for construction nowadays, when we measure our construction in relation to INCC inflation, it's on par with INCC. We do not have some savings in relation to INCC, but differently from what we faced a little over a year ago, we do not have the cost of construction detaching from INCC upwardly. So even the salary, the wages adjustment that we are seeing, we see some segments that have announced their wages adjustment around 5%. We do not see this year something higher than that. So we believe that construction costs will stay in line with the INCC inflation. Thank you, it's clear. Thank you, Carlos. Thank you, Julia. Thank you, Rafael, for your question. We remind you that to ask questions, you must click on the raise hand or Q&A icon at the bottom of your screen. The Q&A session is now closed. Melnick's earnings call concerning the results of the first quarter of 2023 is now concluded. The investor relations department is at your disposal to answer any further questions you may have. We thank all the participants and wish you a nice day.